From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Putri, and I will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country and other interesting info, as well as some songs. Well, listener, we begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia pushes ASEAN consensus on Myanmar. And China's Beijing to maintain COVID-19 emergency status as Winter Olympics loom. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has emphasized the importance of implementing ASEAN's 5-point consensus on Myanmar during a conversation with Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. According to a written statement released by the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry on Saturday, January 22nd, during the call, the President stressed that ASEAN's approach to Myanmar must be based on mutually agreed principles, especially the consensus. The implementation of the consensus cannot be associated with the implementation of the 5-point roadmap of the State Administration Council of Myanmar. Furthermore, President Jokowi said that the Myanmar military must provide access to the special envoy to the chairperson of ASEAN so that communication can immediately be established with all related parties in the country. Based on data from the COVID-19 task force, 123.78 million Indonesians have received 2 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine as of Saturday, January 22nd, an increase of about 615,000 compared to the day before. Meanwhile, the number of people receiving the first dose has increased by over 692 million to reach 180.71 million based on data received on Saturday. Thus, 59.43% of the total 280.26 million targeted citizens have received the second dose. The Indonesian government, through the Communication and Informatics Ministry, is sharing information on G20 meetings in Indonesia through various channels that the public will be able to access throughout this year. The ministry is providing the latest news to the public through platforms such as a special website and an electronic book that will update it regularly. This was stated by the ministry spokesperson Dedi Permadi to Antara on Saturday. Publication distribution will also be done through advertisement placements, shared through radio, television, billboards, and social media uploads. In addition to public service announcements, people can access the latest news and information on G20 through mainstream media such as print media, online media, and TV. Now we move to the international news. China's capital Beijing urged all its local districts on Saturday, January 22nd, to maintain full emergency mode as the city continued to report new local coronavirus cases less than 2 weeks before the start of the Winter Olympic Games. A total of 27 domestically transmitted cases with confirmed symptoms and 5 local asymptomatic carriers have been found in Beijing since January 15th. Pang Xingho, an official at Beijing City's Disease Control Authority, told a news conference on Saturday. Elsewhere, the northeastern city of Harbin will conduct a citywide exercise to test its roughly 10 million people for COVID-19 from Monday, although it has had no recent cases, calling it a preemptive move ahead of the long Lunar New Year holiday. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.6 jolted southwestern Japan early on Saturday, January 22nd morning, injuring 13 people. No tsunami warning was issued after the quake struck with an epicenter 45 kilometers or 30 miles deep at 1:08 a.m. or 16:08 GMT on Friday off the coast of Kyushu, the southernmost of Japan's four main islands, the Japan Meteorological Agency GMA said. The quake caused shaking in Oita and Miyazaki prefectures that measured 5+ on Japan's seismic intensity scale, which has a maximum of 7. At least 2 people were killed and over 15 injured when a large fire broke out in a multi-story residential building in India's financial capital Mumbai on Saturday, January 22nd. Dozens of firefighting trucks rushed to douse the flames and rescue hundreds of residents from the 20-story building in the center of Mumbai city. The cause of the fire is still unknown. A 1,500-acre fire near the coastal community of Big Sur, California, triggered evacuations and closed part of a major highway. The Colorado fire, which has been active since Friday, January 22nd, was 5% contained, the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, CAL FIRE, said. A 20-mile stretch of State Highway 1, a scenic north-south road on the Pacific coast, was closed from near the beach town of Carmel by the Sea to Andrew Molera State Park. About 400 people in Monterey County were evacuated from 1,100 sectors. Well, listener, I'm Putri Savitri Adela. That's the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the Week is on Indonesian Ministry of Trade committed to maintaining export growth momentum in 2022. Indonesian Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi emphasized that the ministry is committed to continuing to maintain the momentum of export growth and controlling volatile food inflation in 2022 through stabilization of staple food prices. A number of strategic steps will be taken so that the recovery in trade performance will continue. In the trade Outlook 2022 press conference, which was held virtually last Tuesday, January 18th, he said the momentum of export growth needs to be maintained. Indonesia's export performance in 2021, which consists of oil and gas and non-oil and gas exports, has broken the highest record in history with a value of $231.54 billion. This amount even beats Indonesia's highest export value recorded in 2011 of $203.50 billion. Lutfi added that the 2021 export value, which became a new record, was dominated by manufactured products. These products are CPO and its derivatives, steel, electronic and electronic products, as well as motor vehicles and their spare parts. Furthermore, he also said the ministry will continue to maintain the momentum of export growth in 2022. A number of challenges that are his main concern of are the tapering of policy, global logistical barriers, the energy crisis, and strategies to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. He said Indonesia was paying attention to the tapering of policy by the United States. In addition, it is hoped that the resolution of global logistical disruptions will be better in 2022. According to him, the government is also preparing a number of strategic steps to overcome the energy crisis in the global economy and continue to make efforts to control the COVID-19 pandemic. This step needs to be taken to boost trade performance and maintain export growth momentum. Meanwhile, chairperson of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Arshad Rashid, revealed that the policy side and structural reforms being implemented were very helpful. In addition, the job creation law will create more investment and increase the ease of doing business for micro, small, and medium enterprises. According to him, in 2022, the thing that must be improved together is the absorption of labor. In terms of investment, employment was recorded at 5.9% on an annual basis, so there is still homework on how to optimally absorb labor. In addition, he also reminded to maximize the opportunities that can be taken from the logistics side. And listener, that was Spotlight of this week. I'll start today in history with January 23, 1942, the Patriotic Day of Gorontalo. Gorontalo Patriotic Day is a historic moment for the Gorontalo people in proclaiming Indonesia's independence. This proclamation was carried out 3 years earlier than the proclamation of Indonesian independence in Jakarta in 1945 by Soekarno and Muhammad Hatta. The proclamation of Gorontalo was a momentum for the freedom fighters who at that time were preparing diplomatic resistance to the power of war in seizing independence from the hands of the Dutch colonialists. Nani Wartabone also read the text of the proclamation of Indonesian independence in Gorontalo at this historic event in the struggle to liberate Indonesia from the hands of the invaders. Turning to January 23, 1947, the birth of Indonesia's first female president. Dia Permata Megawati Setiawati Soekarno Putri, or commonly known as Megawati Soekarno Putri, commonly called Mbak Mega, was born in Yogyakarta on January 23, 1947. Megawati is the first Indonesian female president and daughter of the first Indonesian president Soekarno, who later followed in her father's footsteps to become Indonesia's fifth president from July 23, 2001 to October 20, 2004. In addition to being the first female president in Indonesia, Megawati is also the general chairperson of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, or PDIP. I will end today in history with January 23, 1950, Diapra Coup in Bandung. Diapra Coup incident occurred on January 23, 1950, involving the Ratu Adil Armed Forces, or APRA, militia group. This group is under the leadership of former Dutch KNIL Captain Raymond Westerling. They entered the city of Bandung and killed everyone in Indonesian military uniforms they encountered. This mob action had been planned several months in advance by Westerling and was even known to the highest leadership of the Dutch military. 94 Indonesian military members died in the massacre, while on the APRA side, no one was injured. the city of Bandung then was temporarily occupied by the APRA army. And listener, that was today in history. Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, whatever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Toshio Shibata in Japan. He was listening to English program on December 30, 2021 through frequency 3325 kHz. Even though the signal was weak with SINPO 25332, he could listen to our broadcast quite clearly. It can be shown through his reception report. Hello, Mr. Toshio Shibata. I very appreciate your reception report on our broadcast. I wish the pandemic over immediately, so I'm waiting for you to come to Jakarta, especially to our studio. Special for you, I will play a beautiful song. Keep listening to the voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Enjoy the song.
Cinta kita harus kupilih.
still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports said that he would immediately bring a proposal related to the quarantine discretion or dispensation for sports players from abroad in a limited meeting with President Joko Widodo. Minister Zainuddin Amali, in a virtual press conference on Wednesday, said the proposal for quarantine discretionary sports players appeared during a joint meeting with the chairperson of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, or KOI, Raja Sabta Oktohari, representatives of the Ministry of Health, and the National Disaster Management Agency, or BNPB, in Jakarta. The ministry supports the proposal, but it must first communicate it with the relevant parties so that there is a policy basis that is set. The Indonesian Olympic Committee had previously proposed a quarantine discretion or dispensation for sports players from abroad after hearing experiences and input from national federations that had difficulty organizing international tournaments in Indonesia due to the duration of quarantine. Likewise, athletes, coaches, and officials who have limited access to training after conducting tryouts abroad. The length of the quarantine period is considered also difficult for representatives of international sports organizations who plan to visit Indonesia in order to review the readiness of hosting single or multi-events on an international scale. According to Raja Sabta, to overcome the length of the quarantine period, apart from discretion, the bubble system can also be used. This is because in 2022, there will be many international competitions and multi-sport events. The government earlier this year confirmed that there was no quarantine discretion for foreign travelers. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said quarantine policy would revert to the instructions of the Minister of Home Affairs in effect. Minister Luhut emphasized that he could not give more discretion because it only reverts to the existing instructions from the Minister of Home Affairs. President Joko Widodo has also reminded that the key is to be disciplined in health protocol and following the stages of dealing with the virus to reduce the spread. To that end, the government has also decided to impose a 10-day and 7-day quarantine. However, the quarantine policy depends on the country of origin of the foreign traveler. And that's my Indonesia for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we'll reply to an email from Masahiro Kobayashi in Japan. He said that he was listening to English program through frequency 3325 kHz on January 21st, 2022. The SINPO is 35333. The signal was fair and well modulated.
Hello, Mr. Masahiro Kobayashi. Thank you for your compliment and reception report. I'm really glad that you have received the prize of VOI International Quiz. So keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Well, Mr. Masahiro Kobayashi, here is a beautiful song for you.
Dan gembira di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia lincah gayanya dan masa kini ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya. Oh hip hip hura hura
hura hura.
Listener, the next segment that I will present is Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom. Belawan Waterfall is a tourist spot in East Java, which is located in the area around Ijen Crater, Banyuwangi. This waterfall area is precisely located in the village of Kalianyar, Sempol Sub-District, Bondowoso, Surabaya. Belawan waterfall with a height of approximately 30 meters is a flow from the Banyu Pait River and seepage water from Ijen Crater Lake. The water is yellowish in color due to the high sulfur content. At this location, you will hear the roar of the rushing waterfall. This is because the Belawan waterfall is surrounded by cliffs, so the sound of the waterfall echoes. The existence of this high cliff also causes the Belawan waterfall cannot be seen from all sides, except only from the west side. The uniqueness of this Belawan waterfall is that the water does not fall to the earth's surface, but directly enters into the earth and appears again in the Asambagu Situ Bondo area and then flows into the Java Sea. Of the Belawan waterfall is easy to reach, especially from Ketapang Harbor, Banyuwangi. This is the closest distance to the waterfall. If you start your journey from Surabaya City or Juanda Airport, it will take you approximately 7 hours to travel by car. After entering the entrance and paying the ticket at the counter, you still have to walk for about 100 meters. The road to Belawan waterfall is very challenging, with the way up and down the stairs between two cliffs. The very heavy flow making the atmosphere around the waterfall sound very thunderous. The lush greenery makes the scenery around the Belawan waterfall very beautiful. There is also a hot spring that contains sulfur, which is still naturally preserved, and usually many visitors soak their feet here. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we'll reply to an email from Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. Thank you for your email, sir. The answer of your question is, the booster vaccination becomes mandatory to strengthen the immune system and is expected to be able to reduce the morbidity rate in the community. Listener, whatever you are, we will play another beautiful song. Happy weekend and enjoy the song.
Serasa mati rasa. Kini tak lagi, kata mama juga jangan bimbang, itu menyakitkan. Kini ku
Listener, the next segment is Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yogyakarta State University UNY students produce wallets equipped with a security system. Uniquely, this kind of wallet will provide information if it is more than 10 meters apart from its owner. Not only it is safe and has advanced technology, this wallet is also environmentally friendly because it is made from banana fiber, which has not been widely used so far. This smart wallet is named Dompi. This Dompi is more attractive with Javanese script motifs that adorn it. The Javanese script was chosen as an effort to introduce and preserve the traditional script to the community. This wallet uses Internet of Things technology that is connected to the application on the user's device. The sensor in the wallet will inform you when it is 10 meters away from the owner's device by sounding like a siren. It is connected to the device via Bluetooth, and the owner just needs to track its whereabouts via the device. Making of a wallet using banana fiber goes through several stages. Banana fiber is harvested from the pseudostems stems and leaves of the plant. The banana stems are first cut 1 or 2 meters in length and dried under the sun. To become ready to use raw materials or fiber, it takes 1 week for layers of the banana plant bark to dry. Then they are ironed to make them smooth, flat, and neat and easy to be stored by rolling, stacking, or hanging. The next step is woven the fiber by hand, not machines. The making of the wallet begins with a pattern, then the material is cut according to the pattern and embroidered with Javanese script. Next is the installation of sensors and sewing of the Dompi wallet. This work of Yogyakarta State University students has won funding from the Directorate of Learning and Student Affairs of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture in the 2021 Entrepreneurship Student Creativity Program. Well, listener, that's Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
yang selalu bimbang, yang selalu diam. Masihkah kau mempertanyakan semua pengorbanan yang telah ku lakukan, yang telah aku berikan? Katakan, katakan maumu. Sungguh aku, aku ingin tahu. Aku lelah menunggu, ku lelah bila selalu menunggu. Katakan, katakan maumu.
Listen to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is the next segment, Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today I will present you a song by Ranveer Ramen Girl with the song Ain't Gonna Give Up. The single, which was released in 2019, is a collaboration between Run Music Group and Ramen Girl, a national rapper who has been gone international. Run chose to collaborate because Ramen Girl is considered one of the female rappers who has never given up in the male-dominated world of rap. The song Ain't Gonna Give Up is also represents the spirit of Run and Ramen Girl. The lyrics want to encourage people who listen to it to stay motivated and not give up easily. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Ain't Gonna Give Up by Run Fit Ramen Girl.
Turn the headphone up. Check. Yeah. Yo. Yeah, it's a brand new day, brand new day. Decent jeans and a brand new J. Sense the sunshine, I'm a brand new shade. Sipping on a cup of tea and a creme brulee. I've been working so hard like Ye. Sucking money so thick like a Kim Kardashian. She don't wanna go home, so we go to ballet. Flying high like with Jasmine and Prince Ale. Do whatever that you want, nothing to lose. You want to live once, show what you got. And you don't stop, put in the effort then you be on top. Be like LeBron, be like MJ. Give it all like Leona Messi. Practice and practice till you get the palace and you're the future in your galactic.
Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down.
I like the fancy things. I want a designer bag, I want a diamond ring. Not to mention that I'm paying all the bills, so I gotta put in work cause somebody else will. Just finished 3 shows this week. Cause I gotta write, I ain't got no sleep. Haters be talking but I ain't weak. I'ma keep my mouth shut while I keep my checks big, man. Go down in history. It's so much you end up in misery. Used to be a sad girl with no one missing me. Now I wake up to people trying to sound like me. Do you know who I am? I guess not. Even don't show respect, we're goodbye. Friends to the fake one, hell nah. Boy, if you know what you want, baby,
don't give up, don't give up, don't give up, none to bring me down.
Yeah,
ain't gonna give up.
Come on,
none to bring me down. Nothing can bring you down. Nothing can bring you down.
You
ain't gonna give up.
Don't give up, don't give up.
None to bring you down. You ain't gonna give up.
Don't gonna give up now.
None to bring you down.
Let's go.
Give it up.
Let's go.
Give it up.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's
hey.
Go.
When a beat drops.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Bila kau mau rasakan itu menghilang. senyummu, detakmu kau genggam erat tangan. Ku lupakan putaran waktu, kan ku sentuh jiwamu, ragamu, hingga kau rasakan ku. Setiap kau tatap dalam mataku, salah terasa benar bila ku lakukan denganmu.
Berbahaya bagimu bila denganku, berbahaya bagimu. Tapi bila
kau rasakan ku.
Indonesia.
Oh,
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwaves 3325 kHz and also website voinews.id and through RRI Play Go application. Don't forget to send your reception report to our email address voi@voinews.id or you can send through to our social media such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Stay tuned to The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.